Our guest this morning, I guess I kind of understand, is a little bit of a local legend, Scott Nedved. True or false, Scott? Local legend?
I guess it depends how you define legend.
Well, I have heard of a lot of athletic records in the past.
Yeah, so. We had some great teams back in the day, and it seems like it's been a while ago now, but yeah. When was the day?
You say back in the day, when were you a senior in high school?
So 97, 98.
Nice. Nice to finally meet you too. I've heard your name. I know Molly. Nice to finally meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
And you're here on behalf of the Yankton Area Foundation, right?
That is correct.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I have a connection to you probably don't know about. I announced and did music for the River City Rainbow Chase, and I got to sit in the Mazen Acres little horse trailer because yes. I needed some shelter.
Yes, we heard that, and we're like, well, I don't, you know, how could we make something work for you? That little horse trailer, we've never had that outside of our pumpkin patch. We haven't had that outside of the pumpkin patch at all, and so.
Well, the regular trailer wasn't available, so they said, can we use this? And I'm like, yeah, we'll see if that works. It was amazing, just like the pumpkin patch.
Well, good. I'm glad it worked out for you. I mean,
we had a great day at the Rainbow Chase, and that trailer suited me really well, so good. Thanks for that.
Yeah, more than welcome. If you need it again, don't hesitate to ask.
I am going to ask if the pumpkin patch will be open next fall. I'm certain the answer is yes, but it better be.
It will be.
People love that place.
Yeah, it's been awesome. The amount of support we get out of the Yankton community and surrounding areas has been unbelievable.
Yeah. Your wife's a pretty amazing person.
She does a really good job.
Yeah. Is there anything she can't do?
You know, not really.
Told you I was going to put you on the hot spot
here
today.
She's good at all of it. So.
And the kids are doing well too?
They're doing really well.
Good. How long have you been with the Yankton Area Foundation?
So I am into my sixth year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think we should explain to people what the foundation exactly is, because you have some good news to share this morning.
Yeah, so the Yankton Area Foundation is an organization. It's a nonprofit organization, and our aim is to enhance the social and economic well-being of Yankton and surrounding communities, and we do that through grants for those, I guess, businesses, other nonprofits within the area that need some funding to help move their missions forward as well.
So maybe not everybody knows that, though, that the Yankton Area Foundation might be a little bit of a mystery to them.
That's correct. Yeah. And so, like I said, how can we make our community a better place to live, work, and play, right? And a big piece of that is the other nonprofits within our community. And it's hard to fundraise. And it just is. And that's what the Yankton Area Foundation is for, is to help with another avenue of funding for other organizations within our community.
So where does the money come from that you distribute through grants?
So it got started in 1995, and it was a little bit of a fundraising at that time to seed it. And then we are part of the South Dakota Community Foundation as well. So now we have a pool of money that we're able to draw from twice a year to distribute out to our community.
Twice a year, and one of them's coming up.
One of them's coming up. April 1st is our deadline for applications, and then we'll meet as a board shortly after and go through those applications. And then our other deadline is November 1st, and same process. Applications due November 1st, and then we'll go ahead and meet as a board and see what makes the most impact within our community.
Do you hear from enough groups, not enough groups, just right amount of groups?
You know, it depends on the cycle. Sometimes we have a ton of applications, and then there's, for whatever reason, other times where we have less or fewer applications. So right now it seems to be one of those lulls where, you know, it would encourage folks to submit a request or an application for a grant.
What's a request look like? What do people need to know? What do you want to see come to you folks?
Great question. We are really geared toward projects, more or less. And when I say projects, so non-ongoing operating expenses for an organization. So things such as safety equipment. We've done AED grants. We've done like the local youth in our community sporting equipment. We've done roofs. You know, it's hard to fundraise for some of those things, just, you know, and it's not really an ongoing expense, but help with roof repair or an AC repair or heater repair. Musical instruments has been another one that we've had funding for. So it really spans the gamut. You know, if it's one of those one-time projects, we'll really take a hard look at it. Again, back to our mission, what can make our community a better place to live, work, and play.
Well, we know about you. We know about Christy Tacky because she works here at the radio station. Who else is a part of the foundation?
So you're going to really put me on the spot. I don't know if I can name them all right now. There are 11 of us on the board. So Charlie Stevenson is our secretary. Brent Rue Piper is actually our vice president of the board. Christy is actually on our board as well. Sheila Woodward is another one. Dave Spencer, Melinda Zuck, Amanda Steiner, Haley Ridgway, Dana Dracy, and Deanna Brenna. I believe I've got them all.
Nice work. I think I counted 11 in my head when you were doing that. So those are some good folks that probably have the same mind frame as you. We want to make the place better.
Yeah. No, the board is great. And some of them have been on just as long as I have, and others are a little newer. And so if you ever do get the call to be on the Yankton Area Foundation Board, which we turn over every 3 years, and actually our cycle is coming up at the end of this year, so we'll have some new folks coming on as well. So would really encourage you to take a look at it if you ever get that opportunity.
Final question, and then also please give us a reminder of how to get in touch with you folks. But final question, anything I forgot to ask that you want people to know about what you're up to?
Again, go ahead, and if you know an organization, especially a nonprofit organization, that could use some grant money, and I know how hard it is to ask for money and raise money for some of your organizations, especially a specific project, please get in touch with the Yankton Area Foundation. Easiest way to do that is probably to Google Yankton Area Foundation, and it'll pop up on Google, and click on that link. That'll get you to our landing page. I say that's the easiest way because we are part of the South Dakota Community Foundation, so it's a really long website address if you just go direct. So Google's probably the easiest way. Click on that link. You'll see the Meridian Bridge. When you get to that landing page, about halfway down, there is a link that says grant applications, and click that link and I'll get you right into that application. Fill that out and get that back to us by April 1st.
And great point. Even if you're not someone that's applying, share this information with some groups that might be.
Yeah. You know, and that's part of it. Like what you don't know, or we're all very, very busy. And so we'll forget about it. And all of a sudden the deadline's passed. No, not to worry. There is another one. But if you want to get into consideration for our spring cycle, that's April 1st.
Thanks for doing what you do with this group. Thanks for your work at the Pumpkin Patch and around the community. Tell Molly and the family hello, and we'll see you for sure in the fall.
Will do. Thank you for having us.